you, Jesus. At this time, we'll turn to the Word of God. With the help of the Lord, if you'll turn with me to Psalm 119, very familiar. And we're going to read from the 25th verse to the 32nd. Psalm 119, 25 to 32. Praise God. With His help. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of the coming of the commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. God is telling us here, the scriptures, they're so inspired. It teaches us. It sustains us. It shows us the way. God has led us through the wilderness to this day. Can we see what He's done for us? It says in verse 25, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. We were nothing. We were holding on to dust. But God opened the way for you and I to come to Him. He didn't look at each one in a different way and say, well, I don't know about you. Maybe you. Yes, you. No, you. No. He doesn't look at us like that. He looks at us through the eyes of Jesus Christ. Because God can't look at sin. And when Adam and Eve sinned, that's what He saw. So He knew He had to do something. So He took His most prized possession, Jesus Christ. God does the same thing for us. He shows us the direction we are to go through His word, through His commandments. He shows us our direction, but He's given us something special. He's given us free choice. Do you choose the world or do you choose me? What is your choice this morning? You want to be like the world is, or do you want to follow me? God has given us a choice. That's why some of the things that are in the world today are what they are, because these people have choice. They choose to do this, you pay the consequences of it. You choose to follow God, the way is clear. What has He given us? He's given us 10 commandments. Ten Commandments. On Mount Sinai, Moses went up into the mountain and he received these commandments, the finger of God. In Exodus 20, our commandments are very clear. He also repeats them in Deuteronomy, the fifth chapter. When he was leaving the people, and Joshua was going to take them over Jordan to the promised land, Moses couldn't enter in because he had sinned before God. But Joshua was going to take him over. Do you know the first four commandments are honor to God? They're an honor to God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto me any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. These are all honoring God. Don't use his name just to say something and you spit out his name. No, dear ones, this is not what God wants. And we honor him by coming to his house. This is our Sabbath day. And we keep it holy by coming to the house of the Lord. That isn't asking too much, is it? I don't think so. These four commandments are an honor to the Lord. The next six commandments are how we should live our life. How should we live our life? He tells us, honor thy father and mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And finally, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife or anything that is thy neighbor's. I'm cutting it short because the verses, you can read them in chapter 20 of Exodus. He's telling us, this is what I want you to do. You want to follow me? You want to do these things? You have a choice. What is your choice? I choose to follow God. We choose to follow God. We've seen his hand upon us every day. When you cry out in pain, sometimes you say, oh Lord, I can't stand this. I feel this and that hurts. And I'm so sick. And why is this happening to me? Can you imagine what happened to his son? Put yourself in his place. Feel the pain he felt. And he feels your pain. Why? Because of love. These Ten Commandments were given to us purposely to help us live our lives according to the Word of God. Jesus Christ also gave us two commandments. Can you think of them right away? Loving God and loving each other. Isn't that what he wants us to do? He wants us to love him and to love each other. It's not so hard, is it? Do you think it's too hard? take your brothers and sisters as they are. Love them. Don't judge them. Don't look at the negative. Look at the positive things. This is my brother. This is my sister. I love you. God says this to you and I. When you sin and you ask forgiveness, that sin is wiped away. He can't see him anymore. He forgives and he forgets. That's what he wants you and I to do. To forgive our brothers, forgive our sisters, and forget. Because each of us is in the hands of God. His word is a delight to us. Everything we read here, I could go back to the fifth and sixth verses. Direct to keep my statutes. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. And then you gotta read in verse 33, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Verse 21, thou shalt rebuke the power that are cursed, which do err from the commandments. The commandments were made for you and I, dear ones. Let us not alter in any way which way we are to go. You can put it in, I'll give you these words. What has God commanded us to do? Honor the Lord in all things. Praise the Lord in all times. Keep his commandments. Judge not. Keep the faith. Trust and obey. Let your light shine. Resist evil. Pray without ceasing. And finally, love one another. Easy. Very easy. Follow his precepts. We can't go wrong. Turn away. We have the choice. What is your choice this morning, dear ones? I don't think you'd be here this morning if you didn't choose him. Praise God, thank God, for all he does and all he will do. He loves us unconditionally. Unconditional love passes all understanding, dear ones. God is reaching out to you this morning. Choose for Christ. The name of the Lord be praised. Let us go down and thank the Lord for the service and for the word.